Okay, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 10. And all of them drank the same miraculous water, for they drank from that miraculous rock that traveled with them, and that rock was Christ. Is that same rock with us today?
Yes.
Yeah, same one. Verse 5 and 6. Yet after all this, God was not pleased with them, with most of them, and he destroyed them in the wilderness. Oh, God would never do anything like that. You ask the average Christian today, do you think God would destroy me in the wilderness or make me sick? Absolutely not. He's a loving, kind God. He would never do such a thing like that. Does anybody in here know what Hebrews 13:8 says? Who can tell me what Hebrews 13:8 says?
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
So the same God that killed him in the wilderness back here is the same one we're serving today. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
If he killed him in the wilderness back then because he wasn't pleased with him, will he do the same thing today?
Yes,
guarantee he'll do the same thing today. It's a good thing he's merciful. If he wasn't merciful, do you know how many of us would be here today?
We'd
not one single one of us. I couldn't be here preaching because I'd have been dead years ago if he wasn't merciful to me. Isn't that awful? That God has to be so merciful to us. We are a bunch of dumb sheep. You know that? I know. I've been one of them a long time. God was not pleased with most of them, and he destroyed them in the wilderness. Listen, look at verse 6. These events happened as a warning to us so that we would not crave evil things as they did. Now, does people today crave evil things? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, goodness. I mean, we got to have that nice house. Oh, my, we'll do anything. We'll take a second job to have that nicer house so we can be above the Joneses or the whatever down the street. Or we'll take a third job so we can have that nice car. Just got to have one of the newest cars. Well, how much did you tithe last week? Oh, tithe, I don't have no money to tithe with. And you want to be blessed? You wonder why you're working three jobs? I mean, in fact, God said this. I didn't. Did you know God says, if you don't tithe, I will curse you with a curse. Do you know that's the only place in God's word, Betty, where he says, if you don't do what I tell you, I'll not only just curse you, but I'll curse you with a curse. Did you know that? You knew that, didn't you? You've read that. So if God says, if you don't tithe, I'll curse you with a curse, what comes under the curses? Rosemary, what do we find under the curses? Do we find any sickness under the curses?
Yes.
There's just a whole list of them, aren't they?
Terrible
list of curses. And then people get sick and they wonder why. But praise God. We don't have to be sick. And we got an awesome God that will forgive us. Verse 7 and 8. Let's see what verse 7 and 8 says. Or worship idols, as some of them did. For the scripture says, the people celebrated with feasting and drinking, and they indulged themselves in pagan revelry. In fact, when I think about that, I cannot turn a TV on. I've got a TV in my office that I try to watch a little news on once in a while. I do watch some Christian stations. I love to watch Irvin Baxter, on Sunday night. I love to watch him because he seems to have a hold on some of the end time things that a lot of people don't know how. So I love to listen to him. So if you don't like him, it's okay. I do like him, and I like to listen to Hal Lindsey. Hal Lindsey's always got some good stuff going on. But those are the men I like to listen to. But once in a while, I'll try to listen to Fox News or something. I'll try to listen to it. But if I'm not careful, between the news, the commercials are rotten. They're miserable. They're wicked. I just stand in awe of some of the wicked commercials they have. And I think, if that's just a commercial, I wonder what the movie is like. I thought, wow, no wonder we're sick and afflicted in this country. I'm going to tell you, you cannot walk in divine health and watch secular television. There is nothing but rottenness on the television screen if it's secular. And I guarantee if you want to be sick, all you got to do is just get on there, and God is, first thing if you're not careful, God will get you out of church. You hear what I said? God will get you out of church. Does God want you out of church? Does he want you watching secular television? Does he want you getting with the idol or the revelry of the world and all the crud that they have? No, he don't want you there. He does not want you there. But I'll tell you for sure that if you get in that, it won't be long till you'll be out of church. You'll stop putting God first. It'll be so subtle the way it'll come up on you, you won't even realize it's happening to you. And then when your sickness comes up on you, you'll think, oh, why did this happen to me? I have your answer. And you want to know why God is judging the world? I'll tell you why. In America, we put everything first besides God. We don't put God first. We do everything else. Well, he's warning us here in 1 Corinthians. If we worship idols, as some of the, for the scripture says, the people celebrated with feasting and drinking, and they indulge themselves in pagan revelry, and we must not engage in sexual immorality as some of them did. Oh, sexual immorality? I mean, we've got warnings all over the Bible that there is to be. How much sex is allowed between a man and a woman that ain't married?
None.
Zero. And then we wonder why we got so many young people that have come down with every kind of disease. At the healing school yesterday, I had young girls that came up to be prayed for. It was a shame to ask me to pray for them because they had venereal diseases. You've been having sex with somebody. Yes. You got to stop that nonsense, girl. You make God a promise right now. You will never have sex with another man you ain't married to, or I won't pray for you. It ain't no good, do no good. I'm not the healer. And I guarantee you, if you want to get healed so you can have sex with another man, God is not going to heal you. I know of a case one time where a woman, she come down the aisle, and I knew this woman that was standing up here. She was a great anointed woman of God. There's a woman coming down the aisle that was at a healing school. And the Lord spoke to this woman and says, that woman's coming down here to be healed. She has a venereal disease, and said the reason she have it is because she fantasizes about a movie star when she's having sex with her husband. That's why she has the disease. So the lady come down, and this woman says, do you have this disease? And the woman's startled. She said, yes. She said, you know why you have it? And she says, no. She said, God just spoke to me as you was walking down the hallway there, the aisleway. And he said, you have this because you fantasize about a movie star, and she named the movie star when you're having sex for your husband. And the woman said, nobody knows that. She said, God knows it. And he told me. She said, I have never told anybody about that. Making different. You know, God knows what your heart is doing and saying. You don't have to say anything, do you? God knows what you're thinking, doesn't he? I mean, he's God. Who do we think he is? I think most of us don't know who he is. That's the problem. And so she said, if you'll repent and ask God to forgive you and make him a promise, you won't do it no more. I'll pray for you. Well, the woman did. She repented. The woman touched her and the Lord healed her. He had compassion for her and he healed her. 6 months later, same woman came back to another healing school, walking down the aisle. God didn't say a word. She came up and said, what's wrong with you? She said, my disease came back. She said, are you fantasizing about that movie star again? She said, I can't help myself. She said, oh, yes, you can. Oh, yeah. You can't. How many of you know you have absolute, as a Christian, you have absolute total control of what you think? I mean, if any thought begins to come to your mind, oh, I got to fantasize about having sex with a movie star. What can you do with that thought the minute it comes to you? You can cast that sucker down, can't you? You're a son or a daughter of God. You can grab that thought, throw that sucker out the window and say, devil, that girl or that guy died. You ain't going to tempt me with that. I don't have to do that. I have Jesus living inside of me. I have control over my thoughts because Jesus told me in his word, capture how many thoughts?
All.
Every one. And make it obedient to the commands of Christ. Amen. So you throw away the junk. Well, of course, or you can entertain it. And it's real nice to entertain the thought and then go do it. But when you do it, it says that's sin, and sin brings forth death. So it depends on how long you want to live and whether you want to go to heaven or not. The girl repented again. And she was prayed for by the same woman again. The Lord healed her last time. But as far as I know, that's been a long time ago. I hadn't heard from that woman, and it's been years now. But the last time I'd heard, she had never received a second healing. Never. Got healed instantly the first time. God warned her, told her what her problem was. Quit it. You know, he tells lots of us lots of things to do, and then we get healed. Or we might get healed for something, and then we go do something else and forget who he is. And I have untold number of people that have been to this church that have done that very thing. They come, they listen, they repent, they're so sorry, they get healed, and then a year later, 2 years later, they've completely forgot, and they're back into sin again. Wow. Well, okay. We must not engage in sexual immorality, some of them did, causing 23,000 of them to die in one day. Does that sound like God likes sex? Who made sex? God did. So he must like it. But he made a set of rules that it must stay within the confines. That's a wedding present God gives to a man and a woman. Not two men and not two women. I don't care what you say, these people that are perverts out there, when they say, I was born like this, I can't change, that's a lie. You can change. You have power through the blood of Jesus Christ to no longer be a homosexual pervert. You don't have to be one of them. You could have been a liar or a thief or anything else, and you got saved and God changed you, and you don't have to be a thief or a liar no more. With the blood of Jesus, nothing's impossible. But you know, the young people are not hearing this. They're going out and watching what's on television. And television shows that every form of sexual immorality is okay. Everybody else is doing it. We might as well do it too. That's just like that little girl standing right here yesterday, pleading with tears. Will you pray for me because I have a sexual sickness and I can't get rid of it. And she's a young woman. And I'm telling you, what she had ain't curable by man. It cannot be cured. So if God doesn't intervene for her, she's going to be struck with that the rest of her life. And then first time she marries some boy, and he goes to bed with her, he's going to have it. And then they're both going to have it. And then he's going to be mad at her. And let's say he already had something else. And that happens all the time.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, With the Blood of Jesus, Nothing is Impossible, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.